From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The road from Baghdad to the holy city of Najaf is still jammed with Shiite Muslim mourners accompanying the body of Ayatollah Muhammad Bakr al-Hakim. The revered cleric and Shiite political leader was killed in a car bombing last Friday. Funeral services are expected in Najaf tomorrow. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Tens of thousands of mourners are marching across Iraq, chanting and beating their chests alongside the coffin of the assassinated Ayatollah Hakim. This three-day funeral procession is an unprecedented show of unity and strength from Iraq's long-repressed Shiite Muslim majority. Hakim's political party, which operated in exile in Iran during the rule of Saddam Hussein, would have been hard-pressed to mobilize this many supporters while the Ayatollah was still alive. In death, however, Hakim has become a revered martyr. Yesterday, some of the demonstrators wept for him in the streets of Baghdad. Other Iraqis voiced their anger at those they believe were behind the attack. Chanting, "Saddam is the enemy of God, Wahhabis are the enemy of God," these protesters blamed Friday's explosion on Saddam Hussein and a fundamentalist offshoot of Sunni Islam. The Iraqi governor of Najaf suggested that the bombing was the work of former regime loyalists cooperating with extremist organizations. These accusations were denied today in an audio recording by a man claiming to be Saddam Hussein that was broadcast on the Al Jazeera Arabic news channel.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu.
The servants of the invaders, occupiers, and infidels have accused the followers of Saddam Hussein for the attack. They rushed to accuse before investigating.
Iraqi police in Najaf say they already have several suspects in custody, but Iraqi authorities have acknowledged they need American help for the investigation, even if that means bringing foreign troops to one of the holiest shrines for Shia Muslims. Charles Heatley is a spokesman for the U.S.-led administration in Baghdad.
The governor of Najaf requested the assistance of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to provide assistance in those continuing investigations.
So far, the FBI has reported little progress in its ongoing probes into last month's bombings of the Jordanian embassy and the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad. Like the mosque in Najaf, these targets were also hit by vehicles packed with explosives. Meanwhile, after weeks of negotiations and delays, the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council named a new cabinet of ministers today that includes members of Iraq's Kurdish, Turkmen, and Christian minorities, as well as its Sunni and Shia Arabs. The U.S. occupation welcomed this announcement. Again, spokesman Charles Heatley.
It represents a significant new step in Iraqis taking control of the process of government and of the institutions of government in Iraq.
But the U.S. has come under increasing criticism from some governing council members for not handing over enough authority to Iraqis. On Saturday, one council member resigned in protest. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.